You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ryak. The Sacramento Theater Company's production of Oh Freedom opens this Wednesday. The story of the Underground Railroad guides audiences through the history of slavery and the brave lengths that some Americans went to in the name of liberation. The play's director and members of the cast join Insight to discuss the play's context and some of the challenges involved in addressing the racist history of the United States and what they hope people will take away from this production. In studio, we have Miranda Lawson, the director of Oh Freedom. Miranda, welcome to Insight.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us is performer Azami Abe and Trent DeGraffenried, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
DeGraffenried.
DeGraffenried. Azami Abe is excited to be performing in her first show with YPC, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Miranda, tell us about how the play begins. I mean, if people are going to walk in, what, you know, give them a little bit of what they might expect. How does the play open and how do you get into this story?
So the story was originally adapted for four performers, two African-American and two Caucasian, female and male of each ethnicity. And I was able to adapt it so that we have around 15 plus of our youth performers to be a part of it. And it has wonderful narration that takes us through, and they're sort of the Greek chorus of the show. They have an outside perspective of the action that's happening. And as much as it is a show about slavery itself, it's more of a show of abolition and the people who actually helped deter slavery and start the movement to abolish it altogether, both Black people and white people working together to make sure that slavery became null and void. And it shows the journey of, bringing people from Africa into the United States, some of the hardships that were experienced by people of color, and then the heroic story of both Caucasian people and Black people working together to make sure that it didn't become a thing anymore.
That's a poignant time to be presenting this production. Why was the show chosen?
So the show was chosen not only to be something to produce during Black History Month, of course, but during these times especially, we see so many things from the past sort of rear its head again now, not only for adults, but for our youth that we have here. And it was a wonderful experience for all of us to sit together and explore the things that we go through now, that one of us may not know that the other is dealing with, especially on a high school level. And we actually had the opportunity to sit down for about an hour and a half, one of our rehearsals, and we just had a full open conversation of, have you witnessed any racial prejudices? Have you had any sort of racial bias towards someone? Have you stopped something that you felt was wrong between someone else? Have you had a thought about, prejudice towards somebody and you went, oh, I've never experienced that before. So we were all able to be really open with one another about that.
And performer Trent DeGraffenried, correct?
Yeah.
Say your name for me.
Trent DeGraffenried.
Tell me about your role.
So I play the abolitionist John Rankin, a Protestant pastor who used God as a way to show that slavery was wrong. And he was one of the middlemen on the Underground Railroad. He lived near the Ohio River, and slaves would be brought from the South up through there, and he would get them through his house and up to the free states up north. And he had hundreds and thousands of slaves come through his house going to freedom.
Well, what kind of effect has this show had on you personally?
Well, I'm white, I don't really experience much injustice. So it's really opened my eyes to the broader spectrum of life and life for people who do feel these injustices. It was really interesting when we had the conversation because after we talked about racial injustice, we got to explore more modern injustices, homophobia, sexism, different ideas of what people should be. And at that point, everyone was able to talk because everyone has experienced some sort of bigotry or hatred towards themselves or accidentally thought about it to others because of the past that America has in these situations.
And Azami Abe, how about your performance? What is your role in the production?
So I play multiple characters in the ensemble, mainly slaves that are going to freedom. But I also play, as my main scene, a woman known in history. You might have heard her as Eliza Harris or Eliza Ice Walker. And so her story was published in the book Uncle Tom's Cabin. And so pretty much she escaped from slavery with herself and her baby, and she went across the Ohio River during winter time, so it's completely frozen over. She fell into the ice with her baby. Luckily she made it out, and she got help from a slave catcher named Chauncey Shaw, and he led her to John Rankin's house, so it's actually connected to Trent's character. And so it's just interesting to play a character like that who has a lot of will and a lot of fight in her to make it across a river that's frozen over.
How has the show, being a part of this production, affected you?
It affected me in a way where, when we were doing our talk during, the very beginning of rehearsal, it was interesting to hear not only perspectives from other colored people around me in the cast, but also when we got more into modern times, you heard perspectives of our other white counterparts and hearing about them and maybe not necessarily having their own racial injustice towards them, but seeing it or trying to stop it. And it came with a lot of understanding and respect. So just having that started in the beginning really set the pace for how the whole cast feels around each other, which is very open and very respectable, and already having an understanding, which takes it into the performance and how we perform together as a whole family.
I'm talking with the Sacramento Theater Company about their latest production, Oh Freedom, that story of the Underground Railroad, and that opens this week, correct? Yes.
It's Wednesday, tomorrow.
Yeah, it is tomorrow. Here you go, right? You guys ready? So talk a little bit about Sacramento Theater Company. They have a fairly unique mission, and how is this show part of that?
Yeah, so the Sacramento Theater Company's mission, they are integrating professional theater with theater arts education. That means the members of our Young Professionals Conservatory, they are able to work with seasoned professionals from across the country, under the direction, alongside of, as cast members, and they're able to experience a sort of theater educational point that isn't always available out in the community theaters and things like that. And we actually have the Young Professionals Conservatory. It's a 10-month conservatory program. And right now we're accepting auditions. It's for grades 8 through 12. And there's weekly theater classes. There's music classes. We have master classes. We do technical theater. There's dance classes. And it is by audition only. So if you are interested, or you know somebody who may be interested, you can go to sactheater.org, and that's T-R-E for theater.org, and look up the information and schedule an appointment, or you can email education@sactheater.org and get an appointment and join in and learn with all of us.
Oh Freedom, as you mentioned, opens tomorrow. What do you hope that people will take away from this show?
So I was able to tell my students from the beginning, along with their parents, that if there was one thing I wanted them to take away from this, it was the ability to feel like they could make a change, however small. Maybe having the courage for something that they wouldn't have stood up for before entering this process, that now having the experience, they would be able to just make that little bit of a change and have the courage to go out and see injustices and say, hey, that's not okay with me, or to comfort somebody who that they see that is happening to. And that's all I wanted, just the confidence and the ability to make a change and the understanding for what people had to go through in order to accomplish what they accomplished.
And Trent, same question for you. What do you hope the audience takes away from this?
I hope that they understand that history isn't made by big people. It's the little men who help out and make change. And I think that that's also reflected in our political climate at this point, that we have large people in power that aren't the most fair or the most understanding, and that it's not that you can't make a difference. You can. Call your local politicians. Figure out ways that you can make a difference and make that difference.
Azami, are you going to be inviting friends and family to come to the show, and what do you hope they take away from the performance?
Well, I have invited my family, and so my dad, my mom, and like my grandma will come see it. And so I hope at the very least they'll take away from it is that there was more than just, you know, Harriet Tubman trying to help slaves. They had white Quaker people coming to help. And even I hope that kind of translates more to now, that it's not just going to be the people you expect to help. It's going to be probably the most unexpected people you're going to think help you. So it's kind of like take that as an example for now, that the most unexpected people will probably help you at the end of the day.
Trent, has this inspired you to continue in theater?
Yeah, it has. So I came up through the ranks of theater through SDC's educational outreach program. They came into my middle school, I did a show with them, then I went off and did camps, and that's where Miranda got me into YPC. And it's given me a community, and this show has given me even more community because it opened my eyes to the larger perspective of life and given me a bigger appreciation for this community that I have and the community that I'm growing. So I think I will continue with theater.
Well, that is the show, and it opens tomorrow. Any final thoughts from the director?
I just hope everybody enjoys the interpretation that I've done. It's a little bit different than maybe your traditional sort of straightforward show about that. There's actually a lot of music involved as well. So if you have a musical ear and this interests you, then please come out. It's going to be good.
Miranda Lawson, Azami Abe, and Trent DeGraffen-Reed, thank you so much for being here with us. And we appreciate your effort with the show and wish you a great success.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
One last programming note, CAP Radio will carry a full day of special coverage on Wednesday for Michael Cohen's testimony before Congress. There's more on our website, capradio.org. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson and Cody Dravel. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Today's engineers were Antonio Munez and Anthony Van Hook. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our managing editor is Linnea Edmeyer. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show Thursday. Thank you for joining us.